No bigger job. No bigger job to ref, and NRL State of Origin comes in line with that as well. Jared Sutton, you've got that responsibility. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. You're looking forward to it. How do you approach a game like this? Do you look forward to it? Are you a bit apprehensive?
Oh, no, look, I think you definitely look forward to it. It's something you work for a lot of years, and there's never any guarantee that you're going to get one. There are a lot of guys that have very long and distinguished careers and don't get the opportunity to be part of the biggest game on grand final day. So, yeah, certainly looking forward to getting out there.
Mate, I've got to ask you this one. Good morning, boys. When you interviewed Jared Sutton this morning, can you ask him if he can remember cutting his teeth refereeing at Barrowdine in front of a very vocal crowd? That's Terry from Coonabarra Brand.
Yeah, certainly do. Barrowdine's about 40 kilometres from my hometown of Coonabarra, and I guess we've got the Roosters-Rabbitohs rivalry and a few others at the NRL level, but out there in bush footy, the closer the towns, particularly when one's a little bit smaller than the other, it gets pretty fierce. And certainly some of the crowds out there were a lot more intimidating than anything you confront in the NRL arena.
I was about to say, Jared, if you've come through that sort of upbringing in your professional life, I reckon it stands you in good stead.
Yeah, well, it does. Yeah, the NRL by comparison is probably a pretty sterile environment, really, and it's nice to be able to walk up the tunnel at the end of a game and have be relatively shielded from anything. But there's no escape in the comments in bush footy, or seeing people in the street the next day, and but that's part of it. And look, you wouldn't last in this game too long if you didn't develop a little bit of a thick skin.
Sure. No, that's got to be right.
Jeez, I don't know how you do it.
Mate, Shane Hayne, he's got the experience. This is your debut for a grand final. Have you ref with him much this year?
Not this year with Kevy, but we've refereed a little bit together in the past, in previous seasons. But look, we spend, we're together all week, pretty much on the same lines as a club. So we look at each other's games, always trying to improve. We know each other pretty well. And, when I was refereeing in the bush as a young fella, Shane was refereeing in the neighbouring group. So when we were trying to forge ahead and dreaming of getting a start in Sydney, we actually travelled to Sydney together a few times to train, looking for an opportunity. And, to be with him on grand final day, at the end of a pretty long journey makes it a little bit extra special.
Well, you tell me, Jared, he'll be the senior ref, I imagine, on the day. How will the time be split, as you're the man with the major whistle?
Yeah, look, we haven't sat down yet and talked about the exact approach in terms of the split for the game, but it'll be along similar lines to how we've operated all year, in that he'll be the lead referee, or the more dominant, if you like, and control, be in that control role for the majority of the game, and I'll be in that assist role, which means that you're predominantly officiating from behind the ruck, I suppose. And on the 10 when he's maybe transitioning back for when he's in that one ref mode period. But look, the whole time you're out there, you're both officiating and making the calls and having input. The difference is that he'll be carrying or using the whistle for more of the game than me. But it really becomes a team effort, and the guys on the sideline as well, whose input often goes unnoticed.
Jared, is there any chat about trying to get the upper hand early in a game like this, given that player chat these days can get out of hand, they can infringe continually if you're not policing it harshly initially? Is that sort of the style you have to start with?
Yeah, look, I think, you've certainly got to set a standard. The referees, we never want to be the focus, and grand final day especially should be about the teams and what they're doing rather than us being the centre of attention. I don't think anybody in the game wants that. But we need to provide a platform certainly for them to be able to play, and the room to play the footy that they're both capable of. And I guess the contrasting sort of other side of the coin to that is that you certainly don't want to be going out there and blowing penalties that can't be sustained, or a standard that's not going to be able to be maintained for the full 80 minutes. So there's a balance there, but I really don't think that's too much different to what we've done all year. There's obviously a lot to play for, so it's just about facilitating the game and giving a platform for the skill and prowess of both teams to come to the fore.
You'll miss Michael Ennis out there, mate. You won't have anyone to chat to.
Oh, look at Michael's. He's obviously a great leader for his team, and it'll be a shame for them and the game if he's not there. And look, really, I can understand why people sort of look at the odd exchange here and there and think, there must be some animosity there or something. But from my point of view, there's certainly not. It's a competitive environment, and you expect a guy to do what he can within reason to get a competitive advantage. And look, if I was playing or any of the other referees, yeah, I'd be a lot worse than Michael Ennis or anyone else in the competition. We'd be dreadful.
Well, that's probably good that you probably feel that because you can understand where they're coming from, mate. The two reps system, is it here to stay?
Oh, look, that's probably for higher powers than me to make a long term.
But it works for you. You don't mind it.
What would you rather have? Yeah.
Oh, look, I really think we're much better served under two referees. We've been 6 years now, I think it is, and people can tend to have short memories, but I find it a little bit ironic that at the same time that people toss up about two referees, that they're also bemoaning the wrestling or those slowing down tactics or things. I mean, that was part of the reason two referees came in, was because of the emergence of some of those perceived tactics, and there is so much that that second referee picks up or identifies, particularly in the ruck, that if the guy was out there on his own, would have Buckley's chance of seeing. And the number of times in a game that a ball might get popped out the back or come loose, or there's a hand pushes it out, and as that controlling referee, really just sort of... You're sort of 60% sure of what might have happened there.
Yeah.
If you're on your own, you'd be taking, your best guess. But when you have that second person who's got that reverse look at it, the number of times that he calls what's happened, and it's just so reassuring and gives you clarity. You're certain of where you're at and what the call should be, and the game rolls on. And people probably don't see that. And the other aspect is that when you have that turnover of possession, a drop ball or something, there's already a referee back on the 10 metres rather than having to run across and not really getting there and setting a good 10 that first tackle. And that makes such a difference to a team coming out of yardage. If they have that good 10 metres to play off the first tackle, generate some momentum, that carries through to tackle 2, 3, and all of a sudden you get a set of, where there's plenty of movement and what that does to the game. I think if we did go back the other way, you would notice a substantial difference, and I don't think it'd be for the better.
There you go. Jared, you study the players before you get out there. You look at these two packs. They're going to smash the smithereens out of each other come Sunday night. You prepared to send someone off?
Oh, look, I think whether you're walking on the field, the referee in under-6 game in Coonabarabran or an NRL grand final, you've got a responsibility and a duty to make decisions on incidents as they happen and make the judgment that they deserve. So that's no different to what we'll do on the weekend. We certainly don't go in with any preconceived ideas about anyone. We'll let it unfold and make decisions based on what happens.
Terrific, mate. Congratulations again, Jared. You've had a good year, and good luck come grand final day as well. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.